Good evening, Abayisai. Hilchas Birkos Hoidois. Any bracha you say when it's particularly hot? Any bracha? Or maybe any bracha you make on air conditioning? Okay, Abayisai, we're up to Simon Reish Chof Gimel. And we learned Seif Aleph. Now we are going to start Seif Beis, which is the last few words of page 276. Meis Oviv, if one's father dies. Mevorech, the broche, that is said, is Dayan or Emes, the true judge. Dayan or Emes. What happens if the father who just died actually is a multimillionaire? And until this point, you didn't really see much of that. So, says Shulchan Aruch, if the father had money which he now inherited, him ein loy achim, if he has no brothers, the person inheriting has no brothers, is a single son, mevorech kamken shechionu, you can also make shechionu. So you make dino emes, and subsequently, you make shechionu. Bimeino yachim, but if he has no other brothers, and he inherits by himself, pimkom shechionu, instead of making shechionu, mevorech, you make a boch v'atoy v'ameitiv, you make also atoy v'ameitiv. If he has brothers, he makes, instead of Shechionu, he makes a Tov HaMeitiv.
What happens if the son converted
to Judaism, but the father and the mother
are still non-Jewish, the father dies, what does the Talmud say? Does he say
anything or nothing at all? Wow, that's an interesting question.
No, his father's not Jewish, but he's Jewish.
Do you make
Dino Emes
on the...
If he converted and he's a Fungian now, and the father and the parents are still...
No, I think I don't see why you shouldn't say Dino Emes. I don't know for sure it's an interesting Shaila, but I imagine you can even say Dino Emes in such a case. Yeah.
This presumably, or her
sisters, more than that, we're going to see the Ramah. So, why is the difference? What's the difference if these brothers are not? Yerusha, yeah. So if he's the only one inheriting, so he makes which bracha? Shechionu. Why? Because the toiv is just to him. But if he's got brothers, then he makes...
So before the benefit goes to the wife as well.
Oh, very good. That's the bialoch addressed over here. Mamash, that's right. So the Ramah continues, She'el mevorchin atoiv ameitiv. You do not say atoiv ameitiv, says the Ramah. Elohim kenish l'shutfus, po'is atoiv honest. There's other people who are also joining the benefit. So that's the aloch. So you say, Dino Emes. If there's Yerusha, then it depends. You either say Atov HaMeitiv or you say Shechionu, depending if there's brothers or not. Mishnah Berurah Seif Katan Ches, bottom two lines of the page 276. Meis Aviv. Vehua Dinin Simdali, Shah Odom Kosher, any rightful person, a kosher, fine yid, Shah Odom Itztairolov. And if you're particularly sad about the loss of a particular individual, you can make Dain HaEmes. Dehu Bichlal Shemuzois. These are bad news. If there's bad news, you can make dynamis. Oh, very good. So ha'olam noyag miu. However, ha'olam noyagin. The custom of the world is levorich b'lo shem malchus. Anyone excluding one's very close relative, you will not say boch to Hashem dino emes. You'll only say boch dino emes, which is if you're not particularly close b'lo shem malchus. Ve'einoy nochoin. And some say that's not the right thing to do. Some say it's not the right thing to do. Nevertheless, al tamid chochem shemeis on a tamid chochem, which was nifta, or tzadik, vadalis oynivelis marmalze, in which you have to be particularly sad about tamid chochem dying. V'chein al kroiv of shechavlis abedalem, and similarly also on the kroivim, which when one sits avelus on vadi yaskei aboch b'shem malchus, you should say b'shem malchus. Again, Mishnah Berurah says that reading on any bad news, you could say dino emes. Mishnah Berurah have a paskens that one should only say Dino Emes with a Shem Malchus if it is A, particularly close relatives, or B, a big tzaddik, who a Talmid Chacham that dies, that one should definitely feel sad about the loss of such a great tzaddik. What does the meaning Rabbi say? Besides for parents? And doesn't only me. Right, so contrary to what Mishnah Berurah seems to be indicating, I saw that many poskim say that one shouldn't say Dino Emes if one doesn't sit Sheva on the person one doesn't say Dino Emes. Although I must say, I remember when I heard a Yid saying Dino Emes Mishem Malchus when Rabbi Lasher was Nifta. I saw somebody saying Baruch Atah Hashem Dino Emes, and the truth is it's in line with what the Mishnah Berurah seems to be paskening. But I don't think that's the meaning though. I don't think it's the meaning. Yeah. Okay. Now, you raised a point, which is what happens if he's a single brother? There's no other siblings, a single son, but that son is married, and he's got children, and they now inherited. The father died, whose name was Bill Gates. So he's inheriting by himself. No siblings, but he happens to be married with children. What bracha does he make? So he makes Dino Emes. His father died. But now, what bracha does he make now? The question I'm asking is Rabbi Kagan's mentioned the point. Is that considered? Does he make Shechiyon? Does he make a Teva Meitiv? Pardon? Why? Whole family benefits. Very good. So the Shulchan Aruch sounds like you only make, depends on siblings. If you've got brothers, make a Teva Meitiv. No brothers, you make sure. That's what Shulchan Aruch seems to say. However, the Bialocha points out, much like Rabbi Kagan points out, that in Eino Achim, he says, I am b'moy v'ktzia, I'm shekosem ayin she'ein lo ish avonim. It's only if there's no children and sons. You will make a Teva Meitiv. He says, you will make a Teva Meitiv when you have children and a wife. But he does bring that. Behold, if he does not have a Magen Avraham, hafilu yesh lo yishabonim nami einim vorkim shechiyonu la Teva Meitiv. He says that Magen Avraham disagrees. Magen Avraham says, no. It doesn't make a difference. If that single son has got wife and children, it doesn't make a difference. Ultimately, whose money is it? Whose money is it? It's his money. He doesn't really have to share it with his wife. He doesn't really have to give any pocket money to his sons. He doesn't have to. Sorry about the news. Sorry. He doesn't really have to share anything. So really it's his. So he should say, Shechianu, according to the Magen Avraham, and he doesn't have to. Maybe he's going to, he's a very selfish individual, maybe. He's going to keep that 255 million in his own account. He's going to live the same stingy life until now. And his wife and children are not going to have any benefit from it. So it's not necessarily, if anything filters down to the children and to the spouse, then certainly, according to all opinions, the bracha can be made. But otherwise, it's a machlokes b'ktzia Magen Avraham. Yeah. I don't understand what you're saying, Moshe.
It doesn't make sense.
It does not make sense, or it does make sense?
It does not make sense.
It does not make sense. Why?
Because that means that the whole family gains.
Correct. They are benefiting and he's benefiting.
Where was the money before his father also?
Before he died, before the father died?
The whole family was also benefiting.
There's a difference. Who gives you pocket money, Moshe? If you need a new scooter, I don't know, who are you going to ask? I'm saying, sorry. So the shaila is, generally, it's generally the it's looked at as the children and the spouse having more benefit, and that's why a Teva Meitiv is appropriate. I don't know how boys say, yeah. Very good. Very good. So that is the Pialoch is the man welcome for that. I'm not sure. If somebody, I mentioned that in Shia, I think. And I don't have a clear psak in that. If somebody gets promoted, somebody makes a good business deal, somebody gets a very large amount of money for whatever reason he may be, and he now gets that check that says £100,000. Has it ever happened to you? Not yet.
Not yet.
Okay, maybe we'll see. And the same with me. So now, question is, he's going to make a bracha now. What bracha does he make? Imagine promotion, better job. You get a business deal of the century. You just made it now. You made it onto the higher. Now you want to make a bracha. What bracha do you make? It's financially you're going to be better off from now onwards. Do you make shechiyonu because you are going to earn more money, or do you make hatoyav meiti because ultimately your wife and your children are going to be better off? I don't know. That's the bi'alocha. According to the moivik tzia, you're going to make hatoyav meiti. Shoes are going to benefit. Shoes. The kids are going to benefit. The wife's going to benefit. You're going to make hatoyav meiti. Kuntim mokan avom. No. The great bracha is going to be shechiyonu. Rabbi say, I don't know. I don't know if there's a minig in that. I don't know if there is a minig when it comes to that. But what I think that what people would do is based on the moivik tzia, and I think that people generally will have in mind shechiyonu. I'm basing myself on a Rav Moshe as well. It sounds like that's what people are going to make. They're going to make a teva meitiv. That's what I think. I think I may have mentioned once the sports car shaila, the shaila of buying a new car. And that's really good, leading into the next seif. What bracha do you make if you get yourself a new car? Depends on? How good it is. Good. So if it is a... Then you don't make a bracha. I'm serious. If it's a car, if it's a banger, you don't make a bracha. But if it is a... I'm assuming that it's a valuable car. What bracha will you make? Shechiyonu? Why Shechiyonu? What car do you make Shechiyonu on? So, Rav Moshe has a trip about this. The question asked was, do you make a bracha on your new car? So, very good. And that's the answer. So, it depends. If you bought yourself a nice sports car, like... Pardon? A what?
Lamborghini.
Whatever, yeah. So, that then you're going to make Shechiyonu. You're excited about it. You bought it. You're enjoying it. You make Shechiyonu because the benefit is merely to yourself. If... there's no room for them, right? So, but if you're right, if she's going to benefit from it, the correct bracha will be, if it's a family car, I'm quoting Moshe, if it's a family car, and the kids are going to enjoy sitting in there, and the wife is going to enjoy it for the rota, and everybody's going to be happy with it, then the correct bracha is going to be hatoyav ameitiv. That is halacha lemaaseh. We're going to look at who gets benefit from this. Yeah. For your own benefit, yes. That's a good question. It's a good question. Why do you make Shechiyonu? Yeah, once really? Yeah. I do not know. Why the nusach of the bracha is Shechiyonu? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Seif Gimel, that leads us straight into Seif Gimel. Bonobai is Chadosh, somebody built himself a new house. Oy kono kelim chadoshim. Here the translation, kelim chadoshim. His kelim chadashim, new clothing, but it could also mean brand new vessels, which are meaningful, which are important, which are valuable. Hafilu hayoloi kiyotze beilut chilo. Even if he had similar to that beforehand, so he had a similar kind of one beforehand, and he's buying himself a new one like this, he could still make a bracha. Hoy kana v'chazav v'kana. If he bought and then he bought again, mevorech al kol pom shechiyon. Every time you're buying this item, you make shechiyonu. Doesn't make a difference the fact that you had one already. Doesn't make a difference that you had already a Lamborghini and that's your second one. You can still make Shechiyonu. Doesn't make a difference. V'lav dafke chadoshim, not only if it's new ones, makes no difference. Tuadin liyishonim, if it's old, imem chadoshim loy. If you bought a second one, second hand item, which to you has a lot of value, a second hand something which is valuable to you, does it make a difference the fact that it was pre-owned? Doesn't make a difference. At the end of the day, are you excited or not? You excited? Make Shechiyonu. or whether it's new, whether it's old, makes no difference. The only thing that you can't make a bracha on is if you had that very item you had already, that very item, and eventually you got fed up of it, you got bored of it, you sold it, and then you bought the same item again, you changed your mind again, you re-bought it again, you acquired it a second time round, then you can't make shechiyah on it because you actually had it already. So that's the only exception. Yeah. And then you what? And then you? How can it become a family car? What kind of car is it? It is really a 7-seater, or whatever, a larger car. You bought it for yourself. Yeah, you won't, it's not, since your simcha doesn't, your simcha is not as great anymore now. It's been used for a year. There's no great simcha. All you are, you're changing its usage, you're using its purpose. You will not be able to make a renewed bracha a second time. You made a great bracha initially when you made Shechiyonu, and now that you are changing its purpose, you can't make a new bracha. What if a person buys himself a car for business? You buy yourself a business car, which has a specific purpose. Shechiyonu? No. No. You won't make a bracha on it. Yeah, you won't. It doesn't cause you great simcha, it's a means to an end. Yeah, it's panasa, yeah. Pardon? And what, A? What's that? Oh, I see, yeah. You can't make a bracha on it, it's not yours. It's kono kelim chadoshin. It has to be yours. Yeah. On what, on? Yeah, so in principle, so if it's a second-hand car, which is a banger, then he probably doesn't have enough to make a bracha. If it is, however, a second-hand car, which is an expensive car, and you're very excited about it, you're very happy about it, it definitely warrants a bracha. It depends on your simcha. It's very relative. I remember hearing from Rav Falk years ago when I was in Gateshead. I remember Rav Falk discussing a shaila. I remember that very clearly. Must be like in Nun Zayin or 97, 98 or something. He then discussed the shaila of if a woman is allowed to make, when we learned the Shulchan Aruch, Kelim Chadoshim asked, what about a new Kenwood? If a woman gets herself a new Kenwood, can she make a Shechiyonu or not? Tevametiv. Can she or can she not? So then what do you think? New Kenwood, they're quite expensive. They're very expensive. Big Simcha. So he then said that it depends very much. It's very relative. So you could be, without going to Shalev Shechiyonu or Tevametiv, without going that, just the actual item, it depends on the Simcha in the house. If it's the kind of thing that, well, it comes, it goes, kids will notice, kids won't notice, it's not anything particular like that, then you don't make a bracha. If it's something that becomes like the highlight of the week and it becomes a whole big geschäft, as we say in Yiddish, it becomes a whole big thing, then it warrants a bracha and you can make a bracha. You can make a bracha. Yeah. The Mishnah Berurah speaks about, what about a shul, a newly built shul? Newly built shul. Shechiyonu? But the mezuzah is very good, says the Mishnah Berurah. It's a chiddush. Mishnah Berurah says, I've got Yud Aleph. I'm skipping two lines. Al kein kol shebono ikono beis haknesses. When a shul is being built, yamo et shliach tzibo, the shliach tzibo should stand. V'yivorech b'koil rom atav ametiv lo yitziz kulam. Yes, it's appropriate to make shechiyonu. It's appropriate to make shechiyonu when a shul is being built. What about an extension? Sorry, to have a meeting because everybody benefits, yeah. Well, sorry, thank you so much. What about an extension? An extension? Renovations, significant renovations. Substantial builds being added. Can you make a bracha? Or not? In a shul. A shul being renovated. Right? You can? Mishnah Berurah have got new base. Bais Chodosh, who are then? Im Nisraf v'chazav b'noi. If the house got burnt down, chas v'shalom and rebuilt. Havalim sos v'chazav b'noi. He said, if it's burnt down and you rebuild it, you can make a bracha. But it's positively destructed and then built again. his machlokes, misfik lo kana don't make a bracha. However, now, that's the line I wanted to read. Himoisiv boy is a shura begoiva. If you add it to the build, whether it was down or not, either way, if you add it to the existing building, shura, it means like a lime, a floor, lekul alma yishtevoch, you can make a bracha. From here we learn that any significant building extension that you make, whether it's in your house or whether it's in the shul, it does warrant a bracha. It does. So if you're adding in your house, you're making it a loft, comes out from the Mishnah Berurah, you could. Yeah, you could. So when you're actually starting the usage, and if you don't do it straight away, you can make it still as long as you're really excited about it. I saw a person speaking about 3 days. So as long as you're really, the simcha is still very great. I think maybe 3 days could be a bit more than that, no? It says somebody makes a loft, and he forgets to make a bracha. Yeah? I think after 3 days, you're still quite excited, no? Yeah, it could be longer than 3 days. But I saw some post mentioning the 3 days. Yeah. Something that what? Let's give an example. If you get the stick of the Belzerebbe, yeah, kind of thing, or you get the couple of the Heilig Chofetz Chaim, yeah, the glass of the Chaznish, yeah. It's a good question. Will you make Shechionu? Rabbi, say, what do you think?
I mean, those things are possibly valuable as well.
They are valuable, yeah. Yeah, yeah, they go in auctions, they go for fortunes, yeah.
That's not emotional, that might be valuable.
Ah, I see.
Like a photo, a family photo or something like that, which is not valuable.
Right.
To that person.
Right.
It's so clever. You know, you're holding the consolations.
No, I'm saying that the value of it.
Yeah. So there's two questions. Rabbi Kagan clarifies, there's two questions. There's sometimes something which is extremely valuable, but it's just antique. And the value is because I suppose is it called emotional value or not? It's I mean they do auctions. I mean the Chaznish's glass went for an absolute fortune, and they go for mamash a lot of money. So there's no doubt about it. I don't see it should be mamash like the Shulchan Aruch says, even if it's not new, but it's valuable. There's no reason why you should maybe be able to make a bracha. So you're referring to something more specific. You finally you for pardon. So no, you say specifically your grandfather's tefillin that you never knew existed and suddenly you got, and it really means a lot to, because you're named after him or something like that. So then it's more of a shaila, emotional value. What do you think about that? Probably would. I think the question is, would you spend money on it if you're prepared to spend a lot of money on it, then lichoira, you should be able to make a bracha. If lemaisa, it's just, it doesn't mean that you wouldn't. Lichoira. Rabbi Sai, the shail, he speaks about clothing. The Mishnah Berurah speaks about clothing. That's really Tzivkot Yud Gimel. Kelim chadoshim ben malbushim bnei kal tashmi v'shtiyah v'achil v'chiyotze b'hem. Whether it's clothing or the kelim, you make a bracha. If a person is happy, you make a bracha. Clothing, you can make a bracha. We'll leave that as a question now. Is it really so that you can make a bracha on clothing? If you get yourself a new suit, do you make a bracha? Yes or no? If you get yourself an expensive shirt, do you make a bracha? Yes or no? Kelim chadosh, Mishnah Berurah says, you make a bracha. Is this true? Yes or no? We learned tonight, Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach Shemoy, the halachas of Shechionu. We spoke initially about Meis Aviv. You make Taina Emes. If you yashin money, you make a Boch Shechionu, Atev Ametiv, depending on others benefit from it. Shulchan Aruch is talking about siblings. Be'ezer Hashem talks about wife and children. We spoke also about the Bonok Ba'ez Chodosh, Konok Kelim Chadoshim. We spoke about it doesn't have to be brand new, it has to be new to you. And we also spoke about the fact that if you sell the same item that you buy the same item that you sold already, you won't be able to make a bracha on that. To be continued tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem.